From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Thousands gathered in Boston today to say goodbye to Senator Edward Kennedy. The men and women who've made and still make political history in this country came to honor the man President Barack Obama called the greatest legislator of all time.
The greatest expectations were placed upon Ted Kennedy's shoulders because of who he was.
In just a moment, we'll talk with NPR's Brian Naylor at Arlington National Cemetery, where Senator Kennedy will be buried this afternoon. But first, to NPR's Robert Smith, who takes us through the day's events in Boston.
Friends of Senator Kennedy sometimes joke about how the senator would drag them out in a storm just to go sailing. This morning, he brought them out in the pouring rain one last time. The clouds opened up with a deluge as the plastic-wrapped casket of Senator Kennedy was taken up the stairs of the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. 40 pallbearers, senators, congressmen, his wife Vicky, watched from under black umbrellas. Kennedy had plenty of time to plan his own funeral, and he chose a simple church in a diverse neighborhood. Despite the luminaries in the pews, the focus was on Kennedy and his message. Father Donald Monin led the services.
My dear friends, a few scant miles from here, the city on a hill stands less tall against the morning sky. And the sea out toward Nantucket is a bit more forlorn at the loss of one of its most ardent lovers.
Ted was the youngest son of Rose and Joe Kennedy, and he asked that at his funeral, the youngest generation of Kennedys should be the stars. His grandchildren, nieces, and nephews remembered the words of the Kennedy patriarch.
For my grandfather's commitment and persistence that we will not, in our nation, measure human beings by what they cannot do.
No matter what their color, no matter what their place of birth.
That every American will have decent quality health care as a fundamental right. And not a privilege.
The work begins anew, the hope rises again, and the dream lives on. We pray to the Lord.
That was young Teddy and Kylie Kennedy, Grayson Max Allen, and Robin Lawford. If there was a theme, it was that Kennedy never left anyone behind. Not the disadvantaged, not the sick, not his family. His son, Ted Kennedy Jr., told the mourners how he lost a leg as a 12-year-old child. Soon afterwards, his father tried to get him out in the snow to go sledding.
And I said, I can't do this. I'll never be able to climb up that hill. And he lifted me up in his strong, gentle arms and said something I will never forget. He said, I know you can do it. There is nothing that you can't do. We're going to climb that hill together, even if it takes us all day.
But this was at its core an Irish funeral, so there was joking and singing. President Obama even used a family nickname for Kennedy, Le Grand Fromage, the Big Cheese. Obama delivered a simple, non-political eulogy, telling stories and saying that he'll be left with a single enduring image.
The image of a man on a boat, white mane tussle, smiling broadly as he sails into the wind, ready for whatever storms may come. Carrying on toward some new and wondrous place just beyond the horizon. May God bless Ted Kennedy, and may he rest in eternal peace.
An honor guard carried Kennedy's casket out of the basilica. His widow Vicky gave it one long look before it was lifted into the hearse. Ted Kennedy was leaving his birthplace, Boston, for the last time. Robert Smith, NPR News, at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Boston.